Siman Taf Kuf Chaf Aleph. Din Shilshul Perot Biyom Tov Mimakom Lamakom. So it's interesting. There's three Seifim over here. And the three Seifim are from the three lines of the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the last Perek of Beitza. Adaf Lamed Hei Amabez. Perek Mashilin. So each of the three lines of the Mishnah, Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, Sif Gimel. Let's see. First line tells us of the Mishnah in Beitza, Mashilin Peros Derech Aruba Biyantif, Avalo Bishabbos. You can lower, you have Peros, we'll see, Mishnah is going to explain to us. Basically, you have Peros that are drying on the roof, and you see the rain coming, the clouds get very dark. These are not Muksa Peros, and now you want to bring them in the house. But you don't want to eat them, you just want to protect them. So you're just trying to save your stuff. So it's a tircha, it's not a tircha yisera. It's something we're going to allow you to do it on Yontif, we're not going to allow you to do it on Shabbos. Now, I don't know how you draw the comparison between this exact case and cases that are more relevant to our lives. I don't know how to do that. But so Rashi says, they let you throw it or lower it through the skylight. You have this hole in the ceiling, you're on the roof. You look down, skylight, I think it's called. Skylight, I think it's called in English. Anyway, it's a window on the roof, in the ceiling, and you just drop it down or lower it down. That's okay. It's not a tircha yisera. But, Rashi tells us, maybe it's also based on the Hemshech of the Gemara, that you can't pick it up. Let's say it's the roof doesn't have a skylight, but it has a wall around it, and there's a window, and you want to shove it out the window, that's already too much tircha. That you have to pick it up to the window, that's no good. Because a lot of very, very details of it. So then the Gemara says, like, you know, what are we talking about? How many peros are you allowed to deal with? How much are you allowed to save from the coming rain? So the Gemara answers, Ka'osa Shishanino, like we learned in the Mishnah, in Shabbos, Kuf Chaf Vav Amabez, Perek Mefanin. Mefanin Dalad Vehe Kupos Shel Tevin Ritvua. You can remove four or five kupot, like bundles of grains or straw or hay. Mipnei Ha'orchem, because you want to make room for guests. Ubitul Beis HaMedrash, or you want to make room for the shear. Avalo Es HaOtzar. But you can't do the Otzar. An Otzar is a storage. What does it mean you can't do the Otzar? So these are very involved Gemaras, and again, they're hard to kind of relate to our contemporary life. But what does it mean, lo es haotzar? So the Gemara has two ways of understanding this, based on Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. The same machlokes we had, yesh muksar, ein muksar. Reb Shimon is more lenient in muksa all over the place, and Reb Yehuda is more machmir in muksa. So Reb Yehuda understands this line in the Mishnah, or the Gemara understands this line according to Reb Yehuda to say, you can't start to remove from an otzar, because if you put it in storage, that makes it muksa, right? That's what the Mechaber Paskin in Tuf Tzadi Hey, that if it's in storage, on Yontif it's muksa, because the Mechaber is Paskining on Yontif like Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Paskins like Reb Yehuda on Shabbos too. So, according to Reb Yehuda, you can't start the otzar, because if you start the otzar, it's muksa. The fact that you put it in storage makes it muksa. According to Reb Yehuda. We don't Paskin like Reb Yehuda, fine. So how does Reb Shimon understand? Reb Shimon understands you can't finish the otzar. Because if you have a storage and you empty everything out, then you look and you see that the floor is all bumpy and you come to be mashed gumos, you come to smooth it out so you can put there the tables and the chairs and whatever. So Reb Yehuda talks about not starting the otzar because it's muksa, and Reb Shimon talks about not finishing the otzar, it's not muksa. But don't finish it off because then you'll see that the floor is not level and you come to be mashed gumos. Then the Gemara brings down a braisa that you can't take these peros from Gog Magog, even there's an Erev, obviously, and even if it's one next to the other. Or lo yishalshalim bechevel bachalonos esulamos, you can't do it with ropes and with ladders and with windows, all these different things that he says that you can't do. Okay, and this is discussed in, so let's see Tav Kuf Chav Aleph, and then we'll look at the relevant simen Hilchos Shabbos. Tov Kuf Chof Aleph Sif Aleph. Mashilin Peros Derech Aruba. You can lower fruit through the skylight. Perish min ki yisha zeisacha. Kilomar mapilin ha peros la'aretz. You're basically throwing them through this window. Biyom Tov. V'lo yishal shleim b'chalonos, but don't lower them through windows. V'lo yirid them b'sulamos, don't lower them through ladders. V'lo yitaz them migag l'gag, and don't schlep them from one roof to the other. Av api shein shavin, even though the roofs are on the same height. And it's not too difficult. Mishabura sifkotin alf, perish. He has fruit on the roof. He sees the rain coming. The hefsid, and it could lead to a hefsid. It's going to cause him a loss of money. They allowed him to burden himself on Yontif, to bring him into the house. Through a window in the ceiling, the skylight. You can lower it through the skylight by rope, or drop them. Since it's not such a big tirchel, but if not for hefsid, you wouldn't be allowed to save this stuff. That means even something that's not muksa, which is in danger of getting ruined, you're not allowed to save on Shabbos. Now, below hefsid, meaning, it's not if it's going to get ruined, by definition, there's going to be a hefsid. So I don't know how you would do that exactly, but on Shabbos, even that was not allowed. That's the Mishnah said, on Yontif, it's mutter, not on Shabbos. Peros, Mishnah Besiv Katan Beis, Vafil Hoyelo Peros Har Beisham, even though he has a lot of Peros on the roof, Mutilo Lesale Kula Misham, he can throw them all through the skylight. Sharatzian Ois Gimel, Hainu, Afil Yoise Mechamesh Kupot, the Bishabbos Aser. Canal b'simishin lami gimel, right? The Mishnah in Perek Mifanin told us four or five bundles you're allowed to clear out. Here we're going to let you, so you can't do more than five. Here we're going to let you clear out the whole thing. Hocha b'yantiv shari, magen avrom, eli rabba b'shem yam shel shlomo. You're allowed to clear the whole thing out. Ois dalit in the Sharat Zion. The Bezek Gamkin Kila Mishabbos. That's also more lenient than Shabbos. The Shav Kaim Lam Sim and Shin Lam Gimel. The also the finals Kulam Achashari. There we said, according to Reb Shimon, you're not allowed to finish the storage. We're afraid you're going to come to be Master Gumos. Here we're not afraid of that. Now why don't we say maybe here there's no Gumos? Here we're on a roof. On the roof is not likely. It could be Gumos, but it's not necessarily Gumos. They had dirt floors. They didn't necessarily have dirt ceilings. Dirt on the roof. Okay, right there. Okay. So you could drop it or lower it with a rope, but you can't do all these other tricks which involve more tircha. Okay, so let's take a look at Shin Lamed Gimel. In Hilchos Shabbos Shin Lamed Gimel, there it tells us, Oto shel tvua o shel kade yayin. I mean, Simen Shin Lamed Gimel Hilchos Shabbos shelo lefanot otzar b'shabbat Seif Aleph. Oto shel tvua o shel kade yayin af v'shemot l'stapik mimenu. You're allowed to take from it because we're passing like Reb Shimon. It's not Moksa. Also, lehatzchil bo lefanoso, you're not allowed to start clearing it out. Elo ledvar mitzvah, only if it's a dvar mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah said. For hachnasas orchim, or beis hamedrash. Kigon shepino lehachnasas orchim, o lekvo bo beis hamedrash. Viketim mefaneo. Okay, it's a whole thing over there. And there, what's the problem with emptying out this place? Vatam, Mishabur says at the end of Sivkatan Aleph, it's a tircho, or it's an uvdu ducho. Therefore, it's only mutter the tzorech mitzvah. And then Shmuel says, "Sifkatan dalid over here by us, our sugya is to save your money." So they were more on some level it's lenient because yantif. On some level it's more strict. Over there, it's the tzorech mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah says all the methods that are not allowed in Beitz over here, because it's just to save your money, over there where it's for tzorech mitzvah, we're going to let you have more tircha. You can take it from Gag Gag, you can use a ladder, you can use throw it through a window, a vertical window instead of a horizontal window. Okay, that's Shin Lam Gimel, Ayin Sham for homework. Let's go weiter in Tov Kuf Chaf Aleph. Then we have the second line of the Mishnah in Beitza. Umechasim peros b'kelev me'adelef. If there's a leak that's going to leak on your fruit, you're allowed to cover the fruit to protect your fruit from the leek. Rashi explains, "V'lo amina." We don't say "shetorach shelo letzarch yontifu," that you are burdening yourself to cover your stuff, and it's not letzarch yontif; it's just to protect your property. Who the shara le rabbanon? Rabbanon nevertheless permitted it. Mishum hefsid mamon. They didn't want you to have to suffer a loss. Okay, so they allowed you to do the tircha of covering the stuff. Now the Gemara has a discussion. What kind of peros are these? Rav Yitzchak wanted to say they have to be peros that are ru'uyin. They can't be muksadika peros. What are muksadika peros? So on Yontif, we already spoke about it, could be peros that are in storage. Or more simple, the Gemara talks about, it could be tevel. Chumas and maizis were not separated. You're not allowed to eat it. You can't separate chumas and maizis on Shabbos, so it becomes muksa. So Rav Yitzchak holds there has to be peros that are ru'uyin. Then the Gemara tells us, this is Rav Yitzchak, the Shitaso. Because Rav Yitzchak has an opinion that I'm not allowed to carry object A, which is not muksa, for the purpose of protecting object B, which is muksa. Ein kli nitel ela ledavar hanitel b'shabbos. Okay, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak. But that's Rabbi Yitzchak how he wants to understand the Mishnah. Ula says, no, when it says peros, it doesn't even mean peros. It even means sticks and stones, anything, even muksa, you're allowed to cover it. We don't paskin like that. I'm allowed to move A, if it's not muksa, to protect B, even though B is muksa. So why did the Mishnah say peros? It says very simple. They wanted to be consistent with the Reisha. The Reisha said mashilin peros, and there it's talking about peros. So here also it's saying mechasim peros, but it's lav davka peros. We don't care what it is. You're allowed to cover it in order to protect it. So let's see. Sif beis tav kuf chaf aleph sif beis mutar lechasos peros o kade yayin o levenim me'adelef. I'm allowed to cover peros, or kadayayin, or stones, bricks, used for building, muksa. Mimea delef, if it's going to be damaged by a leak. Mishabai sevkot nechas, o levenim, afilu ei muksa, even if it's muksa. Kagon sheheim sdurot v'omdos lebinyin. Okay, explain to us why it's muksa. So you let her cover it, shouldn't get ruined in the rain. Okay, sharatziyun. Oy's test sends us to Siman Shin Lamed Ches, and we open up Shin Lamed Ches Sif Zayin. So here, Shin Lamed Ches Sif Zayin says the Shulchan Aruch, Mi Sheyesh Lo Peros Barosh Hagag. He has fruit on the roof. Veroeh Matar Shaba. He sees the rain is coming. Also the Shal Shalom B'Shabbos. He can't move them. Derech Aruba Shabagag. Oh, so here we're going to combine the first two lines of the Mishnah. He has peros on the gag. He sees the rain coming. He's not allowed to drop them through the roof. Mishnah sevkat l'chavei, d'torach shelo l'torach shabbosu. Ha'perach l'torach hayom shari. Shalitan for b'gishon. If I want the peros right now, it's okay to drop them through the skylight on Shabbos. But if I don't want the peros right now, on yontif chazal we're makel. On Shabbos not. That's mefurish in the Mishnah. Mitnei ha mashilin peros derech aruba b'yontif. Aval lo b'Shabbos. Hilchos yontif told us you can do it. Hilchos Shabbos tells us you can't do it. Also the Shal Shalom b'Shabbos derech aruba shabagag. Aval what can you do? Mutar lechasoson. You're allowed to cover it. Because the second line of the Mishnah that talks about covering doesn't single out Shabbos or yontif. Mechas and peros, and they had delef. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'yontif. On yontif, you have another option. I could drop them through the roof. Or it depends where the delef. Delef could be on top. Delef could be in the house. Whatever. Va'afilu levenim she'im muksim, says the Shulchan Aruch. Even if we're dealing with muksedik bricks, mutar lechasos and they had delef. I'm allowed to cover them. Okay, I'm allowed to cover them because of the rain. I can't move them to protect them. They're muksa. But I can move something else that's not muksa to protect it. That's on Shabbos and on Yontif. I can move something that is not muksa to protect something else which is muksa. Because even though you could say it's not a Tzara Shabbos, the Hefsid Mamon allows me to do this little tircha of moving A, which is not muksa, to protect B, that is muksa. Then we have the last line of the Mishnah, the same Mishnah, Mashilim. V'nosin kli tachas hadelef b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a kli, bucket, under a leak to catch the water on Shabbos. The Gemara has a discussion about this, and the Gemara says, well, the Gemara is really talking within the opinion of Rav Yitzchak. So the Gemara kind of assumes that the water is filthy and disgusting. The water is muksa, has no function. And how could you move a bucket, even though the bucket is not muksa, for the purpose of the muksa? So the Gemara answers, "Bedelef haro'ui." It's not filthy, dirty water. It's water that you can use for bathing, or you can give to your animal to drink. The water is fit. Okay, the Rambam paskens like that, as does the Shulchan Aruch, as we shall soon see. Okay, the Rambam paskens like that, as does the Shulchan Aruch, which means if the water is fit for some use, then you can put a bucket there. But if the water is not fit, then you cannot put a bucket there. The Torah brings down the Rambam, and he starts screaming. This is only according to the opinion of Rav Yitzchak. The Gemara is explaining Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak is of the opinion, I can't move object A, which is not muksa, for the purpose of object B, which is muksa. But that's all within Rav Yitzchak. We don't paskin like Rav Yitzchak. And therefore, we don't need this answer of Delef Haroi. And therefore, even if the water is not fit, even the water is filthy, dirty, disgusting, and it's water itself is muksa, I can pick up a bucket and leave it there to catch the filthy, dirty, functionless water. Okay. So there's a big machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. So let's see Shulchan Aruch. Liten kli ta, tof, kuf, chof, aleph, siv gimel. Liten kli tachas adelef, to put a bucket to catch the leaky water. Kedino b'Shabbos, kach dino b'yontif. Whatever the din is on Shabbos, that's the din on Yontif. Ayin le'el shin lamed ches, ches. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Tes tells us, she'dolev derech hatikra, the leak is coming through the ceiling, and I want to put a bucket there, kedei shelo yitanif hazabayis, it shouldn't mess up my house. Shouldn't dirty up the house. We can relate to that. So let's look in Hilchos Shabbos, shin lamed ches, ches. Mutter liten kli tachas adelef b'Shabbos. I'm allowed to put a kli to catch the leaky water on Shabbos. Then this male, and if the bucket gets full to the top, no problem. Shofcho, I take it to the bathroom, I spill it down the toilet, spill it down the shower, wherever I spill it. Umachzirim kovo, and I put it back to catch more of the water. Continues the Mechaber, b'shitas Rambam, v'hu she'adelef ro'oy l'rechitza. Only if this water has a purpose. It's fit for washing, and it's not itself muksa or nolan. Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkat and Lamed over there, or it can be given to the animals. But if it's not fit at all, you cannot put a bucket there to catch the dirty water. Why not? Also, Mishum she'ein osin grav shel rei lechatchila. Okay, so we have a rule. When something is disgusting, or that's a harsh word, if something is uncomfortable for us on Shabbos, something that's muksa, the Gemara, one of the examples, an air conditioner. Okay, we're not talking about the air conditioner leak. That, they say, is real nolad. That water was mamish created yesh me'ayin. That water is for sure. That water is for sure muksa. Meaning that water would be compared to the filthy, disgusting water. Perhaps might even be more chamer. Okay, maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. I was looking a little bit for that. I didn't see it discussed over here, even though this would be the natural place to discuss it. But maybe we'll discuss the water that comes out of the air conditioner. We'll start with that tomorrow. Okay, so we have a rule. If something is disgusting, like a bedpan, a graf shel rei, even though it's muksa, I'm allowed to take it out on Shabbos for kavod abrius. The example, one of the examples, like Gemara gives, is they found the dead mouse. Ain lecha disgusting yaisim izoi. They picked it up by his tail. They sent it out. You don't need to use a dustpan. Yeah, you pick him up by his tail. I don't personally recommend that. You have to find again, the 10-year-old boy who's not scared of dead mice, and he picks it up by the tail. It's not muksa. It's called. It's muksa, but you have a hetzer called graf shel rei. However, the rule is that you can't create a graf shel rei lechatchila. You can't lechatchila put yourself into a situation where you are creating something that's going to become disgusting, and that's going to give me a heter to remove it. So putting the bucket there, so I had a little hard time with that, because if you don't put a bucket there, the whole house is going to fill up and be terribly disgusting. So you're putting a bucket there, you're mamish minimizing the graf sharei, the disgusting nishaba. Now, I did see in Pisla Chuvas maybe wanted to make that point. That they were talking in the olden days where you had a dirt floor, and it got absorbed in the dirt, and it wasn't such a big deal. You have a leak, and it gets absorbed. And when you put a bucket there, that already turns it into a graf sharei. And otherwise, you wouldn't have a graf sharei. The Emet says, you could also say that even if it leaks all over the floor, it makes a terrible, disgusting mess. There's nothing, I'm not going to pick that up with my hands. That's not a situation where I am forced, you know, of graf sharei that I've had to move muksa. It's on the floor. Maybe I'll take a sponge, a stick, and sponge it out, but I'm not moving it biadayim, where here I'm taking the bucket with my hands and removing it. So maybe that's worse. I don't know. But that's what the Mechaba says. You can't put the bucket there to catch the dirty water because it's creating this graf sharei dechatchila. But if you did it, then b'di'eved you'd be allowed to take it out. Okay, now. Okay, look at Mishabura. Well, I don't know if you're looking in because this is Shin Lamed Ches. But over there, the Mishabura Siman Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. Perish. Ain Osin Dava Shigimas Al Smach Shiyamutter Achakach Lotio Kagrav Sharei. Now, that rule is also not so simple because one of the heterim of removing, let's say, the shells of the bird seeds, whatever, that don't have salt on them that become muksa, the shells of the nuts that become muksa, is a heter Grav Sharei. So, how was I allowed to sit there and eat the nuts and create the Grav Sharei Lechatchila? So when something is in the normal course of living, that's okay. That's not called osin graf sharei lechatchila. Putting a bucket here would be. So ein osin davar, the Mishabura says, sifkat lamed aleph. Ein osin davar shimayis osmash yamutu achagach lotiyok graf sharei. You can't create a situation where something's going to become disgusting or distasteful, and that's going to allow me to remove it because of this heter of removing muksa that qualifies as a graf sharei. Let's say I say, okay, so I won't remove the bucket, I'll leave it there. It's not such a big leak, it's not going to overflow. I'll leave it there. And if I decide I'm just going to leave it there, I'm not going to move it at all. Maybe that's better. And I'm not going to move it. That's a different problem. That creates a problem called Ein Mevatlin Kli Mehechano. I have a bucket. I can move it. I can do it. I can wear it as a hat. I can do it. I can put it over a kid's head if he's protesting the wrong way or whatever he's doing. I can do whatever I want with a bucket. But once I put it there and the water drips into the bucket and I'm leaving it there, so then it's a machlokes exactly how to understand the iser involved. But you've mavat the kli meichana. You took a kli, a functional kli, and now you've made it non-functional because you can't move it. So if I move it, I create a graf sharei lechatchila. If I don't move it, I did bitul kli meichana. So it's like you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't, and you're in a catch 22, and therefore you can't use the bucket. Now there's a very beautiful bir halacha over here. Dima masa aser. The main reason you can't put a bucket under the dirty water, I'm in Shin Lamed Ches. The very end of Shin Lamed Ches. I'm not allowed to be mevatel a kli. Now the kli is no longer functional. Now it's filling up with this muksa water, and I won't be able to move it. But if I'd be allowed to create a graf sharei lechatchila, we wouldn't call it bitul kli meichano. It's stuck there. It's not stuck there. Because I'm allowed to pick it up and throw it out because it's disgusting. It's a graf sharei. But since lechatchila, I'm not supposed to create a situation where something is disgusting and distasteful and I'm allowed to remove it on Shabbos when it's muktzah. So that I am forced to keep it there. And if I'm forced to keep it there, So if I move it, I violate graf sharei. If I don't move it, I'm avata bitul kli meichano. Okay, you closed your Shulchan Aruch too early. Continues the Bir Halacha. Vine. Din zehetik ha-mechaber by Rambam. The mechaber gets this from the Rambam. Va-tur polagalza, right? We said the tour disagrees. He says, to say that the leaky water that you're allowed to put a bucket there is only when it's clean water, that's only to answer a kasha and Rabbi Yitzchak. We don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak, we don't need this answer. And therefore, even dirty water, the tour would say you could put the bucket there. The tour does say you could put the bucket there. Va-ayim b'ta sherich b'zeh. ופוסק השולחן ערוך כרמב"ם. ואין בחיי אדם שכסף דבמקום צורך גדול יש לסמוך על הטור. If you're stuck you can rely on the tour. The pasuk who said shafilu be'eino roi, even if the dirty water is not fit for anything, muter liten kli tachtav. I'm allowed to put the kli there to catch it. Vine, ma shanu nogin li tov baboker manati l'toch kli avshim b'vadim l'chitzav l'oshias behema. Some people wash negelvaser by their bed every morning. That water, negelvaser water, takes off the ruach ra from the hands from sleeping all night. And that water, now you're not supposed to do anything with it. You're not even supposed to spill it where people are going to walk. So that water should be muksa. It's functionless water. How are you allowed to pour that water over your hands into the bucket next to your bed on Shabbos? Can we pour the Shabbos in Dalet? The chay mayim achronim that you do at the table. Mayim achronim also has this poisonous melach domus. It's dangerous. You can't do anything with that water. How are you allowed to pour it into the bowl or the cup or whatever it is on the table? You've, again, created it. It's not roi water. Shinot l'tocha kli. Al karachach mishum the sphere lan ka tour. Has to be that we really passing like the tour. Now, you know, originally the Mishnah Berurah said, but makom tzorach gadol. These are not makom tzorach gadols necessarily. I could certainly, okay, washing by your bed, that's the whole deal, and if you're not to walk dalet amos. But the mayim achronim, I could wash by the sink. I could wash outside. I don't need to wash that at the table. That's not a tzorach. That would not seem to be a tzorach gadol. So on the one hand, he's saying tzorach gadol, you can rely on the Torah. Then he's saying, ma'isim b'chol yom shows that we pass like the Torah. Then he says, oh, nira li, dezel l'mikri ein ro'i. No, that's not called ein ro'i. The ein leim shum iser. There's no iser on this water, halachic iser. Elev neshi ruch ro'ah shor aleim, ve'lo mikri ein ro'i. That's not called ein ro'i. Rakim mu'ura betit yari minagag, only if it's filthy water, that's called ein roi. Or if there's ma'amish a halachic iser on the water, it's ein roi. Or she'esh elam iser ha'kolpani midrabanan, k'mo gabi tevo midrabanan, she'skira poskim. But this water, it has some, you know, metaphysical, spiritual issue with it, but there's no halachic iser involved with this water. And, you know, physically the water is regular water. So, okay, so that's a very interesting discussion and we'll finish it up tomorrow when we talk about the water that comes out of the mazgan, which is very relevant. So that is, well, we just did Shilam and Cheskes, but that concludes Siman Tov Kuf Chof Aleph.